situation is that right at this moment of time, the government has not been able to pay pensions for June. That's a cost of about $40 million, and it covers about 380,000 people. So for them, this is a priority. They have to do that. So their problem is that that's only going to be done by the end of the month. So at the end of the month, they'll literally have nothing in the Treasury to pay anyone. And that is why they haven't been able to fix a pay date. The normal pay date for the Army is the 14th of the month. They haven't even given a pay date for the Army. So this is really a crisis.
But do you think that there is at least a bit of money, because we see President Mugabe is able to fly in and fly out of the country?
When he flies out, he takes about $3 million, and that really is small beer. That's 1% of the salary bill. But all the same, they have enough money for that sort of thing, but they don't have any money for salaries. Employment costs you $280 million a month, so it's the biggest single item in the budget.
Now, when we look at the revenue for the country, for the government, do you think there's something getting in, like, for example, the customs, taxes and stuff like that?
That is the core problem. Since 2013, the revenue to the state has declined by about 37%. And if you look at the first quarter of this year, revenue was down 11% again. And the second quarter, revenue is also down. So the situation is that salary costs are about $280 million, but revenue is less than that. That is their fundamental problem. And they've been borrowing money to try and cover the gap, but now that potential has been exhausted.
Now, looking at the future, what do you see? Do you think that there'll be a time when the government will not be able to pay civil servants at all?
Well, I think that's with us now. I think that's with us in August. And I see this as being a make-or-break period for the government. Frankly, I do not see Mr. Mugabe surviving August. I think that he will be forced to resign or retire. And I think that the international call for a national transitional authority to run the country until we get to an election is going to be the only solution.